Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3 with Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo and Christian Cat. If you missed any of the first hour of the program, go listen back. Russo and Rizzo on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, all those great places. Search up Russo and Rizzo. Download the ESPN South Florida app, too. You can listen to us. Listen to Theoretically Speaking. Listen to all of our extensive high school coverage from throughout Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. It's all in one place. Your beat for South Florida sports, the ESPN South Florida app. We got Christian Cat behind the glass at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Christian, how are we doing today, my friend? What's going on?
Doing absolutely spectacular. Got a golf lesson in. Got a nice trip into the office in today. Couldn't ask for a better day before you go on vacation.
So your flight is tomorrow night?
Yes.
You're not working tomorrow night.
You're not working tomorrow night.
You're not working tomorrow.
I work tomorrow, but you'll be on our show tomorrow. Yeah.
You will be. Okay.
I think it'll be me and you.
Your show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You'll be at the Muck Bowl.
Yeah. I'm going to get ready to do some high school.
Yeah, me and you are doing an hour from 4 to 5.
I'll be in Jacksonville.
Yep.
So, okay. At a hotel room. That should be interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad.
So I'm
we're bouncing around this weekend. Mike's got a hot date. Christian's going to be in Turkey.
Yeah, all right, counting your chickens.
Hold on. Yeah,
counting your chickens before they were concepted, dude.
Not quite.
We're almost there.
I'm still waiting on HR Anna to respond that she
did
even
did you text
saw-
her?
No. But like,
hey, if she responded.
Oh, that would be very desperate. But yeah, I mean, dude, like I said, I told you what's going to happen. Ha ha ha.
Mike,
hey, are you coming on the helicopter ride?
Mike, you know that everybody, all the hockey fans from throughout the world laughed at the idea of a ragtag group of college kids to take on the greatest Soviet hockey team in the history of the ice.
Colin is
and you know what they did? They took a great opportunity and took a great moment from
it. I don't know if I like you comparing this to Miracle on Ice, one of the greatest American folk tales of all time.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. You had one today, you took it.
Yeah.
31st birthday, Mike, there's theme magic and mojo. Lake Placid 1980, channel that. That's what happens.
Uncle Steve, by the way, president of Good Karma Brands is here. He brought up something good in the break. What's going on with Colin's love life?
I'm not understanding.
What's going on?
It's not my birthday.
But listen, it's not my birthday.
Always conveniently is away right. from the stand
exactly,
when it comes to this
exactly.
stuff.
Always conveniently out of the flames.
I got nothing for you, dude. I'm out of the game. I'll
You're 23. Now, boys, not to be that guy. Me at 23, mate. I mean, geez. All right. Kyle, you should be dating at 23. That's
wow,
all
you were swimming
Take
in it,
for,
Mike?
Modesty hour. 15 pounds ago, Christian. But, you know, all right, we should be doing this for you. We should be setting you up, right?
Yeah.
It should be reciprocated to you. We should be getting dates for you.
Don't you have a hole in your heart?
Anna.
This is your day.
Technically, I guess because it's my birthday.
It is your day.
Yeah.
One of these days will be my day. We'll figure it out.
I've been saying that.
Don't you feel lonely at night? Don't you roll over, feel no warmth to the left or to the right of you when you cry a little bit?
Feels cool when you roll over.
Why do I think you're doing that right now without your significant other?
Oh.
You miss your significant other.
I'm going to see you tomorrow night.
You're doing long distance.
Yeah, we do the FaceTime, we do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, you have no idea you quite literally have no idea how wildly comfortable I am being single. Because he's just like, it's a foreign concept to you essentially at this point.
I don't know. If Colin, you know, comes up with something and, you know, it'll be like 4 days to a wellness check because no one cares about him enough.
Oh, that's the thing. So wait, we haven't heard from Colin in 3-4 days. Uh-oh. Who's there to check?
Nobody.
Not wrong.
I'm kind of the same way right now. Is that scary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play your cards right. It won't be for long.
Yeah, right.
All right.
We'll have hypothetical Lisa. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
On
your 31st birthday.
I hope not. I don't want her to be your caretaker.
No helicopters, no Airbnbs, but
she'd be cashing in that life insurance plan. Like, she'd pull the plug as soon as possible. That's what I'm getting right now from hypothetical Lisa.
I disagree. Well, first of all, Christian. I mean, can we give her a chance before
I gave her one chance, and then she went on a helicopter ride of the keys.
And brother, can you not put me 6 feet under as well?
Lisa will do her best to. She sees the endowment she's got from the Rizzo clan.
Throw them in front of a bus.
That was $100 from Aunt Jeannie. We are passing down.
Grandma Carol.
Right. Figure it out. We got to bounce around in the meantime. Let's 5 and 5 presented by Fogler Credit Union.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking big time.
It's time for The 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
Let's go to the World Series last night, where little gave them a chance in the series. The Blue Jays are one win away from a World Series championship. Last night's hero wasn't even in the big 16 months ago. Trey Yesevage, 12 strikeouts. He was the winner in that game on the mound. Blue Jays take a 3-2 series lead after winning last night 6-1. One off day, game six in Toronto, 8 o'clock tomorrow. What was your main takeaway from last night?
I mean, other than looking at the pitching that Toronto has been able to put up, the consistent offense, I mean, let's give Trey Yesevage some credit here. This is not somebody who wasn't even in the big 16 months ago. He was in single A. This was a guy who was playing at 21 years old in single A in the minor leagues. If there's something to be said about if you're MLB ready, you're MLB ready. And some guys just like to have the guys, you know, cook in the minor leagues just because they feel like they need the reps. If you're ready, you're ready. This kid was in the single A playing in front of 300 people about 8 months ago. And now he basically carried the Blue Jays to their most important win, one of their most important wins in 30 years. That just goes to show that it could be anybody on any given night.
It was Schlittler-esque for me.
And the thing is, he shut down the Yankees. He's had two of those games.
Yep.
Three. He has shut down the Dodgers twice, and he shut down the Yankees as well.
It was good. And listen, I've been dead wrong in this series. I said Dodgers in five. The Blue Jays won in tremendous fashion. I said
this is their series to lose now.
I said yesterday.
100%.
I said yesterday, Kyle, that I expected the bats to show up for the Dodgers have been a disgrace. I dare say the Dodgers have been a disgrace for almost three games straight now, outside of Shohei Ohtani's heroics and a Freddie Freeman home run in extra innings. All right, the Blue Jays could have wrapped that. They were one quirky game away that went 18 innings from wrapping this thing up and not even having to go home.
You got to give them credit.
My honest opinion, Colin, it's ain't over.
Dodger just needed a little bit of a reset. They are winners. They are professionals. I'm still rooting for a seven-game series.
It's not over. I think you still are going to see it. I do.
So you're rooting.
Christian,
they're
going to
need another complete game from Yamamoto.
They have looked terrible. And that was the second straight game where Blake Snell got racked up for five earned runs in the World Series.
Their best pitcher is going next game, which helps. Right. Their best guy is going next game.
And maybe it is false hope because I want to see a game seven. I want to see the Fall Classic go all the way to duration. But I don't know. I still think the law of averages is going to come around for the Dodgers. Why do I still want to take them in the series? Why do I want them to take them to win two straight games?
I'm off it.
While we go to our next story, I'll take a look at what their odds are to win the series right now, being down, because I'd be all over their good friends at Hard Rock.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is that Dodger offense has done absolutely nothing. Mookie Betts has been absolutely terrible. Shohei Ohtani, the entire postseason has really been either really, really great or really, really not. And when he is really great, you almost forget about all the bad that he has had. At least you can see that throughout the Brewers series in games 1-3. Then he's great in game 4, then we forget about it. And in games 1 and 2, he was not great. And then in game 3, he's otherworldly, and then you forget about it.
Christian, Dodgers plus 200. I'm going to take that.
Minus 140 tomorrow alone.
Dodgers?
Yeah.
I'm going to take that plus 200.
They like Yamamoto. Here's the thing. It's not about the pitching. I mean, it's not about that. Can that offense, can they score comfortably 5 runs without Ohtani?
Yeah.
Because that's the only reason they were able to put up 5 in game 3. Can they do it? And they've been slumping. The weird thing about the Dodgers, too, that I was thinking about, maybe the lack of pressure, the lack of intense, because this is a better team than last year's team. This is a better team than the team that played the Yankees. And they're losing, and they're getting outplayed convincingly, and it makes you think that maybe they weren't challenged throughout the rest of the postseason, and that's part of the reason why we're seeing them kind of frazzled here, 2 straight games at home. Because the Blue Jays, on the other hand, played in a 7-game gauntlet series, fell down 3-2, back against the wall a number of times, 2-0 in the series against the Mariners, played against the big bad Yankees. It's a little different comparatively to shredding the Reds, then shredding the Phillies.
I think they're getting a taste of their own medicine. I think Toronto's hotter than a stove. I think they got a player in Vlad Guerrero Jr. who could go yard at any time. And they have the bottom half of a lineup getting timely hits. And they're pitching well. That's exactly what the Dodgers did up until the World Series. They lost one game going into the World Series. I just think they're running into a hot team, and they're getting a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah,
and this is it's officially. I thought it was going to be DEFCON 15 for them last night with their final game at home. I thought they were going to throw the kitchen sink. Turns out that this was an uncompetitive game outside of a Kike Hernandez run early on in the third inning to make it 2-1. Because Toronto scored the next inning, made it 3-1, and they never looked back after that. So we're going to find out what the Dodgers are made of come in Toronto. I'm telling you guys, I'm still going to take that Dodgers plus 200.
I think this is going to go 7, but we cannot lie. The Dodgers, the Blue Jays have played consistently better than the Dodgers outside of game 2. The Blue Jays have scored 6-plus in every game.
And that's why I said I like the Blue Jays more in the World Series to have a chance against the Dodgers, because they're hitting. They're hot. They're hitting. They're putting up. And listen, I know they went down 0-2 to the Mariners. I think there's something to be said there. But at the same time, those bats are showing up in a big way. And they're, I mean, geez. Jimenez, Clement, Guardian rejects.
Only one player.
Wait to be gone.
Only one player in the hitting lineup that is making over $20 million.
Like this, as a fan of a small market team, and it's specifically, I'm gonna rope my
this
team
is,
in here.
This is not a small market team.
But they spend money, but at the same time, Colin, it's a small. Outside of Vladdy, the big bopper, Bo Bichette, Kirk, Varsho, Clement, Barger, Kiner, Falefa, and Jimenez.
It's the same exact team as last year.
Right, spare me. So like this gives you hope. We've talked a lot on the show, Kyle, about what's the best thing for baseball. Is the best thing for baseball for the Dodgers to just dominate so we can get a salary cap, or for the Blue Jays to prove that this team is mortal? Dare I say it's the latter. Dare I say I've come around on the latter, but I still think that the game needs a salary cap.
The more and more you buy into the fact that the element of randomness is still reigns paramount over everything else. Doesn't matter how much money you spend, how many teams you have, how many big-time players, how many Hall of Famers are on your team. This is the best pitching staff in terms of talent that Major League Baseball has seen this century, and they're getting pretty much knocked around.
We haven't had a back-to-back winner in the Fall Classic since the Yankees in the early 2000s.
You have Nathan Lucas, who's all over the place, who's leading off in place of George Springer, who played 11 years in the minor leagues. You have Treya Savage, who has shut them down twice and was in single A at the beginning of the year.
Ernie Clement was playing for the Columbus Clippers last year. Guys, it's kind the hot
the
team.
The randomness.
It's the hot team.
This is the Blue Jays series to lose. They've played well in every single game outside of game 2. Yeah.
Give me that plus 200 with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. I'm doubling down.
Number 2.
We have Thursday night football tonight on Amazon Prime. It's right down the road. Dolphins hosting Boynton Beach alum Lamar Jackson. Ravens are 7.5-point favorites. The Dolphins have any chance? And if not, why would you be watching this game? What are you looking for?
Dare I say I like the Dolphins and the points.
Really?
I like 7.5 for the Dolphins.
First game, tonight. Lamar?
I do. I think that was a big win for the Ravens recently against the Bears. But now you're subbing in a guy. You're bringing back a guy who hasn't played in weeks. You don't think there's going to be a little rust?
I mean, comparatively to what? Tyler Huntley?
I'm just saying. Home team plus 7.5 coming off a big win. I'm not saying that the Dolphins are world beaters. But a 7.5-point dog at home, I think the Ravens, and Christian, I apologize because you're a Raven fan, but I think the Ravens stink. I think they stink this year.
I think they're going to be dangerous.
I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Here's the question.
I don't.
Yeah, here's the question.
The defense did not pan out.
Would you put money today on the Ravens making the postseason?
No.
I'll take your action, pal. Please.
You make a bet with Christian?
Yeah. We'll
talk off air.
Your coffee. I'll Venmo you one of your sugary treats that you get from your coffees.
Up that ante. We're going for a full week.
Full week of coffee?
Wow.
We gotta see. Let the playoff.
What's gonna happen with me,
Mike? All right. What is gonna happen? What do you need?
I don't
know.
Yeah.
What do you need?
I don't need anything.
How about Christian cooks your meals for a week?
That is not equal.
No, I don't want to eat. No, I don't think you can cook. If you could cook, I mean, you know, but I don't take you as a master chef.
Ravens
Christian.
To make the postseason on Hard Rock Bet -135.
Minus odds.
I agree. I would put money on them today to make the postseason.
They're going to make the postseason?
It starts with, if they lose today, we'll have a different conversation. I do not think they're losing today. I think they see the path. The fact is that the Bengals and the Steelers lost. They see blood in the water. This is a winning franchise we're talking
about. So, Christian, your delicious coffee treat's probably close to $7 a day?
We're going right in the four range.
Okay. So, realistically, $4. So, it's like $20. So, get 20. What's equivalent to like 20?
It's more so the embarrassment of having to order
it. Give me a $20 Chipotle gift card. We'll call it even.
All right.
So, I am saying...
Mike, no, that won't even. Mike will still need to bring out his card when he orders a Chipotle. Because the gift card will not be enough.
I need another $15, correct. But, all right. You're on. You're on.
Airshake?
Yeah, Airshake. Perfect.
All right. For a week, $20 Chipotle gift card.
If the Ravens make the postseason, Mike has to get Christian's coffee for a week. And the other way
around. And you have to get it for me for a week.
I have to go to said place and bring it and set it.
Fine. If we're going to do that, then Mike will give you the extra money, but you have to get his Chipotle bowl and bring it to the office.
It's more than a bowl, but...
Bring his godforsaken order of Chipotle to the office. That's only fair.
Okay, there you go. Do you want one order of Chipotle at a $21 value?
No, because that's not my order.
He'll pay you the difference. But you have to bring it, and you can't get anything.
No issue.
I'll even do you a
solid.
And you got to bring it here, and then watch him eat it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No lunch. You gotta get hungry.
Yep.
Okay. I like that. That's fair.
Perfect.
All right.
Fine.
What's number two?
Three.
Number three.
You never know the number.
I never do.
The head coach carousel, though we're mid-season in college football, is continuing to turn and turn and turn. Nebraska has signed head coach Matt Rhule to a 2-year extension that keeps him under contract through the 2032 season, as he confirmed Thursday on the Pat McAfee Show. At first glance, that probably takes him out of the Penn State sweepstakes, as he was one of the targets, played football at Penn State, good friends with Penn State's AD. In your opinion, now that the LSU job has opened up, the Florida job has opened up, possibly the Florida State job could open up, who do you think Penn State is going to hire as head coach going into next year?
Yeah, it's a good question, though, because, do they want to hire Penn State blood? Does Matt Rhule make a lot of sense? Absolutely. Do they want to get an up-and-comer? Do they want to find that new Cignetti? Do they want to get somebody's team to kind of transfer it over? Do you call Matt Campbell from Iowa State? Do you make moves like that? That's where I lean. I do not think they're hiring
BK.
Somebody from the A. I don't think
Brian
go
Kelly,
Brian
Northeast
Kelly.
Guy.
Are you betting on Brian Kelly as a Penn State fan? I'm not betting on Brian Kelly. I think it's too big of a job for him. I think he'll go smaller.
You're asking who I'm betting on. I'll tell you the dirt sheets.
Yeah.
The dirt sheets. We got the developing news in the
There's
dirt
no
sheets.
Developing news. It's just a bunch of people that charge you to give their opinions. Go ahead.
Pat Narduzzi not being considered. Message I got 2 hours ago.
Okay.
From Pittsburgh. So not going to be Penn State.
You're not. Who's not in? Who's in?
Okay.
For the Penn State job, who are we looking at?
By the way,
reciprocal interest with Texas A&M head coach Mike Elko.
Not a chance.
But logistics complicate things.
Yeah, plenty of them.
And also, Colin, we have
one of them being an undefeated team.
Quickly, and I want to shut this down, too, because he was kind of linked around in it. Colin, we have a thing at Ohio State. You ring the bell. Urban Meyer is ringing the bell against Penn State. I personally think that takes him out of any coaching candidacy for Penn State. So, I don't know what is anything in there about Herb?
Urban could not answer simple questions about NIL. That was what was being talked about. That's the rumor right now.
Okay.
And apparently Urban Meyer might want to get Ryan Hartline the job.
Get Jeff Brom before Florida does.
Mike, that is the rumor, is that Urban Meyer is campaigning for offensive coordinator Ryan Hartline to get the Penn State head coaching job.
I'll tell you what, if Hartline goes there, you're going to have a catch by a receiver in the college football semifinal, because that guy recruits receivers like nothing I've ever seen before. You see the guys that are in the NFL, you see the guys that are on the team right now, be a big loss. If that happened, that Knowles is there, and then Hartline would be the head coach, you guys would be Ohio State, for God's sakes.
I don't know about that.
But you know what?
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
But like when I say
do they want to hire a zero-time head coach to be their new head coach?
So comparatively to what? Brian Kelly and stealing Mike Elko? Let's come back. Like, Brian Kelly is realistic because he can't coach. But like, Mike Elko is unrealistic. That's
a big pivot.
Mike Elko, saying they're getting Mike Elko is like saying a Florida fan's getting Lane Kiffin. my two cents.
Fine. I know Elko's not happening. I agree. He just rebuilt Texas A&M. Why would he go rebuild Penn State?
And I think there's a wink, wink, handshake deal with A&M. Hey,
are they trying to pull a little bit of a Kirby?
We're going to give you a lot of money once we're done paying Jimbo Fisher.
Are they trying to pull a little bit of a Kirby? All right, Georgia's looking for that coach. Kirby Smart's right there. They want to get somebody off of a prestigious program? Maybe.
Christian, let me ask you this and your Penn State pals. Who the hell do you guys want? Who do you want? That's what I want to know. Who does Penn State fan want?
I think Matt Campbell makes a lot of sense from Iowa State.
He has not been kicked around.
Ohio guy, Cleveland guy?
He has not been kicked around?
No, not in the dirt sheets. Not quite yet.
Oh, so never mind. You must hate the job.
I can kind of sell myself on anybody, to be honest. Jeff Rohn will be awesome.
You want experience?
I don't want a coordinator. I do want a head coach.
Go get Jeff Brown before Florida does from Louisville. That's a coach.
Eli Drinkwitz.
The Tulane coach. Give me the name.
Summerall.
Summerall. He's getting LSU.
He's like going to be in the SEC.
John Summerall.
Or I'll tell you who I want. I want Lane Kiffin. It's never happening, but that's who I want. But that's not. It's kind of been ruled out by everybody. So that's my wish list that I'm not going to get.
All right.
Number four.
We've got action in the association tonight in San Antonio, where our Miami Heat take on the Spurs. Heat 3-1, Spurs 4-0, and Victor Wembanyama has looked like the alien that he was promised to be. Is Victor Wembanyama the most must-watch player in the NBA?
Christian, before we get into Wemby, Colin, give me your Heat spiel. I want Christian to hear it, and I want our listeners to hear the offense that Spoelstra is running with the Miami Heat.
So different this year. Miami Heat, the bottom percent in the National Basketball Association of pick and roll ball handler percentage, which means you're running pick and rolls with, you know, your star player, getting them into space. Basically what the NBA has been. Bottom in the league, maybe not coincidentally, the Miami Heat. 4% less than the next person. They're running at 7%
of the time. Which means they're passing and moving.
Pass, cut, pass, cut. They change the offense. They don't have a clear cut number one. They're not giving it to somebody specifically. And you know who else did this? Were the Memphis Grizzlies. Last year, the Memphis Grizzlies adopted with Taylor Jenkins, who was since fired. They adopted this passing kick offense. They did not do a lot of ball handling pick and rolls. Ja Morant's usage went down, but the team's offense was really good. That's why they had that great start to the year. Eventually, they came back down to reality. And some off-court stuff is the reason that Jenkins got fired. Remember right before the playoffs were going to start, right in the middle of the postseason when they're in the playoff race? Miami Heat have done a little bit of the same thing. They've always been good offensively, but they've adopted this offense to make it pass, kick, threes, a lot of usage, high frequency, not a lot of ball handling, pick and roll, which is sort of stagnant. They've done this because they don't have an A. Hero is not back yet. And what has happened here?
Yeah.
They've scored a ton of points.
They should have. And listen, obviously teams adjust forever. I think the Heat should have done this years ago.
Does it stick? Now does it stick?
Like right when Jimmy Butler started, being a distraction, they should have went to this. But to answer your question, Christian, about Wemby as well, I mean, yeah, he's probably the player I want to watch right now. I like watching Cooper Flagg too, because I'm hoping he's going to be the next big American star who's going to lead Team USA to glory for years to come. But Colin, Wemby's the ticket right now. Would you agree?
Wemby is the ticket right now. I would take him over anybody else in the entire league for the next 5 years. I would take him over anybody else. Even with the injury risk. It's worth it. It's worth it. He is that good. He is that dangerous. So that would be me. Sign me up. Defensively, they're so much better than everybody else just when he's on the floor.
And they're doing a lot of this without De'Aaron Fox.
Without De'Aaron Fox and Castle, Harper, Vassell have all played well.
They're
guards.
They are cashing in on their high draft picks. Really are.
Wait until Fox gets back. Go ahead.
Are you guys going to think about implementing this new Heat offense on your own youth basketball team?
So we had our first practice yesterday, 7th and 8th grade youth
number
boys
five.
Is what we are coaching as. Mike Rizzo and I last year only won one game in about 15 games last year. This is the team that we did not draft. We drafted the team this year, and we had 6 of the 8 there last night. I know the two guys who were missing are both good players. Mike, we got talent.
Best abilities available,
Christian,
though, right?
Christian, listen.
Gotta figure that out.
Christian, listen. All right. I loved our kids last year. I'd take a bullet for those kids.
Great kids. Right.
I loved them last year.
Not a great basketball bunch.
Correct. But
a great group of kids.
I loved those kids. So let's not get it twisted. All right. I was actually excited. Like, I was getting excited last
year. Oh, wow.
We ran fives against another team that was practicing
on another
court. It looked
cleaner than it did throughout the entire season.
Oh, my God.
Steve really did hijack you last year. What the hell is that about?
I was jumping up and down. Now, we got work. We got to install a 2-3 breaker.
I mean, yeah, all we did was really get a feel for these guys' offensive capabilities.
All I know is, when we were playing them man-to-man, mano-a-mano, when we were running man and they were running man, we beat them by about 12
steals,
points.
Steals, deflections, beat them by running the court, ball handlers, guys inside the middle of the paint, playing a role.
We have a returning player from last year. He's a completely different kid this year.
Whoa.
He is night
he's
and day
grown. He's grown.
You inspired him.
He's at puberty.
But at the same time,
I'm
telling you that he gave more effort at that practice last night than he did all season long. I was very proud of him.
Your dudes are going to beat their dudes. This is awesome.
We have a swagger to us, too. Like, these kids want to play.
The Magic.
But these kids want to win, they want to play, and they're competitive. I can't wait.
Were you given that team name?
There were options, but, the major ones were taken out. I took the Magic, because I think this team is Magic.
Colin told me, he goes, Riz, we might arguably be without our two best players as well. I go, what? We're going to be good.
Wow. Two good players we were missing yesterday. So as long as we could get them consistently.
I have a kid. A kid came up to me, one of our players, that goes, I'm ambidextrous. Going right and left? Christian, saw him play 5-on-5? Yeah.
Good left hand.
He wasn't lying.
Good left hand.
Let's just say he wasn't lying, and he was running circles around the entire other team.
And he can shoot in transition.
And he's smart.
Wow. At that level, it's normally, I don't know whether or not I'm right or left.
We had to teach three or four different kids what basketball is last year. It's not happening.
No. That kid was running literal circles.
Great group of guys we had last year. I had a whole lot of fun.
Take a bullet for those kids last year. All right? They're great kids. But I'm telling you, these kids want to win.
We got to see.
They want to win.
Now, we got 2 weeks until games start. We're going to have a couple more, two or more practices in the interim, in the meantime.
We're going to install a short corner because we're not getting, bamboozled by a 2-3 zone ever again.
So you think Lisa show up to some games?
I hope so.
It's a good point.
I hope so.
You should have included that in your video, your elevator pitch.
I work for the kids.
I'm a servant in the community.
But then you're just trying. Then it is like a.
Now we draw the line.
That's you're going. I don't know.
I can't afford a private jet.
And one thing about Christian is if when Christian comes to the game, you stop and get.
I go to Racetrack. That's always your one-stop shop for your football Friday nights. That's your one-stop shop for pretty much anything you need. Yeah. At a Racetrack, it's more than just that. They are our team's biggest fan. They're a big fan of the West Palm, Royal Palm, Palm Beach Gardens, Magic, whatever team that Russo and Rizzo coach. They have a style of convenience called whatever gets you going. Racetrack is your go-to for all game day essentials. I went there earlier today after my golf lesson. Once again, I am hooked on their frozen Hawaiian punch. Picked up a large one of those. Checked out some of the snacks for later. Picked up some trail mix. A throwback to trail mix. They've got your ice cold drinks. They've got the salty snacks, sweet treats, freshly made in-house pizza. Their pepperoni pizza's got three different types of pepperoni. It's innovative. I love it. Racetrack proudly operates under the mission of making people's lives simpler, more enjoyable, serving as that one-stop shop for quality and convenience on the go. 7.5 million customers strong every single week. Join them this fall to cheer on your local high school football team. Join them all winter to root on the Russo and Rizzo Magic. Racetrack, we're proud to fuel dreams by supporting our local high school football teams. Together, we are making a difference. Make Racetrack a part of your routine. You will not regret it.
Mike, is this team talented enough to run a full court press?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
We kind of faded that last year once we realized
Colin,
too many moving parts.
Colin, we really wanted to do it, but I grew up, Coach Lynch, my basketball coach, man, that's all we did. I mean, Colin, I was pressed. We were pressing in sixth grade and with our Strongsville select team. That's my bread and butter. I would love to do it.
Got to press.
I would love to do
it. Having multiple presses too.
What's important is making sure the kids understand the assignment. I don't think that's going to be the issue. I think these kids, I got to give you credit. The kids you drafted, no basketball.
And they're positional. Versatility,
What Kyle did, and I give Colin credit for this, what he did last night, we did 3-on-3. I coached a side, and he coached a side. He gave me the better side. But at the same time, we worked with our teams on what we wanted to do and whatever. I'm telling you, that was the most fun I had coaching youth basketball in my entire – like, they were actually doing the stuff we worked on in the beginning of practice. They were opening up with their right leg when they're setting a screen. They were opening up with their right leg when they were on the left. Like,
that took about a month and a half.
I almost started crying. I almost started crying because they were actually listening to what the heck I was saying.
Before we kissed the floor. But what a game.
Man, last year's kids sucked then, didn't they? Like,
no,
geez,
no,
you were
they
to didn't. Tears.
They were great kids.
Great kids.
I'd take a bullet for those kids,
Christian. Not natural basketball players.
Don't you diss my team last year.
Don't diss our team. Right.
In the last 30 seconds, was you dissing them.
And that win we had, the last regular season game, was one of the great wins in the history of
electric.
Wins. And then I sent basically a Herb Brooks speech to the parents the night before the playoff game, and they competed. It was competitive for a half, and then they blew us.
I had an issue with that coach, too. I had an issue with that coach.
He's back. He's back.
Is he?
He's back. Okay. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Cat. We got to make our Cover 5 picks. Send you off into your next week of NFL action on our lightning bets. We'll make with Cover 5. That's all coming up right here on Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Cat. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. You got a game at Hard Rock Stadium tonight. And what perfect way to watch the Dolphins play with a little bit of action on it on the Hard Rock Bet app. You can download today on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. It's the best because it caters to both types of players. The brand new player who's still trying to navigate, figure out a sports book, easy. The interface is simple, and it's easy to get involved. On the other side of things, somebody who's an experienced player, they want a lot out of their sports books. They want to do complicated parlays, picks, utilize profit boosts, bonus bets. You can do that on the app as well. It caters to both sides. You bet just $5 in the app today. You win that first $5 bet, you get $150 in bonus bets immediately. It is that easy. Just get $150 that you can play with a packed sports weekend ahead, including some World Series, college football, NFL, NBA. You got a whole lot to watch. You're going to be watching it anyway. Might as well sprinkle a little action on it. That's on the Hard Rock Bet app available today. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus. Physically present in Florida. The wager. Terms and conditions do apply. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. All right, time for our Cover 5 picks. How Cover 5 works. Cover 5 is on the App Store. You can download it and join the ESPN West Palm League. You go in, it's free to download, and it's free to join. It is making picks a week. 5 NFL picks against the spread, and it's lightning bets. So if you take Kansas City -3 and they end up winning by 10, you get 7 points. If you take Kansas City -3 and Kansas City loses by 10, you're down 13 points. It is simple. It is high stakes because one bad pick can kill your whole card for the entire week. Mike and I make picks weekly, so do Christian and Theo. And you can go against us if you go to the ESPN West Palm League. Join using code MVP2025. If you beat both shows as a group in your own picks, you get a chance to win some Duffy's gift cards. That's all on the Cover 5 app. All right, Mike, we got to make 5 picks this week with the NFL this week. What do we like so far?
So I wanted to update the standings, too, because at the end of this, between Russo and Rizzo, and theoretically speaking, the loser is going to have to do some kind of straight performing. I said I'm going to hook up a microphone to our speaker and belt Creed and Nickelback for everybody to hear. I think Colin plans on being a mime, and I'm not sure what theoretically speaking is thinking if they are on the losing end of this. But Colin, right now, we are in the net positive in points on the year. We are plus 18. Theoretically speaking, it's negative 35. So we do have a lead, but to your credit, you said one bad week can screw things up. So let's make sure we keep locked in with these picks. All right, our first picks. We have 4 picks total. We're going to have to make one more on air. We like Indianapolis on the road, favored by 3.5 against the Squealers. I can't believe how bad the Steeler defense is this year. They might be the worst unit in all of football.
They fell apart in the second half.
They might be the worst unit in all of football. We like Indianapolis to run all over that Pittsburgh defense. We got them at 3.5. Next, we move on to Collins Jags at Las Vegas.
This is a risky one.
They are favored by 3.5. Colin, this shouldn't be risky because the Raiders might be the worst team in football.
Both teams coming off a bye.
I mean, Colin, if the Jags don't cover this line, I don't want to hear them on Cover 5 ever again this year. Is that fair?
Fair.
Okay. Moving on, the Rams. Now, this was one I was very gung-ho on. I mean, how bad did New Orleans play in the Superdome against Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield had 150 yards passing in the game, and they still won by 20 points. This is at the Rams. The Rams, if you didn't listen earlier.
Defensively, they played well, but the Rams are also coming off a bye.
We put the Rams in our top five of our top 10 power rankings presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. Dude, I like the Rams to win about 30 points here. I think that's the definition of a lightning bet this weekend. And then, Kyle, talk a little bit about Dallas, because you like Dallas against Arizona 2.5 at home.
You know, Dallas has been a weird team all year.
Is that Atlanta? No, it is Arizona.
Arizona on Monday Night Football.
Thank you.
Dallas has been a weird team all year. They're 3-4-1. But one thing about them is after their losses, after their wins, they've been erratic. They suffered a terrible loss against the Panthers. They responded immediately by tearing apart the Washington Commanders. You know, they had a terrible loss to the Chicago Bears. Everybody thought they were dead to rights against the Packers. They actually played pretty well in that game. Were able to, you know, walk out of there with a tie. Not the cleanest thing in the world, but it was doable. And, you know, they've been able to respond after a bad week. Did they have a bad week last week? You bet, against the Denver Broncos on the road. Cardinals, I know, are a team that have been a little erratic themselves in terms of when they play well versus when they don't. I know they're coming off a bye, but Dallas is going to be able to score. If they could score, I do not see the Arizona Cardinals playing them in a shootout. And I anticipate, coming off a bad loss, that they'll be able to respond.
So, Colin, we're on favorites. We're on four favorites. The last one I like is another favorite.
Which one do you want to throw out there?
Seattle. I think Washington stinks. I think it's a bad team. I think they win about five games.
We don't know what's going on with Jaden Daniels.
If anything, that's bad news either way. Daniels, when he has been playing, has looked hurt. He's been playing hurt. I think Seattle coming off a bye. Seattle coming off a bye, Kyle?
Yes.
They're at Washington. I like Seattle, but if we do want a dog, I mean, I think Denver beats Houston. I know you're not high on that.
Argument that Houston needs the game. You make that argument. They got Jacksonville coming up next week. Probably want to go into that game tied in record.
They're toast in their division anyway.
But they're looking for a wild card. That means you're looking at Jacksonville, who they have next week. And Jacksonville's 4-3. They're 3-4. They want to be a game back of that.
Okay, give me a game then, because I gave you two. I like Denver as a dog, and I like Seattle as a favorite at Washington.
How about the Bears?
No, absolutely not.
No Flacco?
Jekyll and Hyde.
No Flacco.
That loss last week, I mean, geez. Is that not what the Bears do? Everyone's high on the Bears. They've won four games in a row.
Yeah, the Bengals had a tough loss, too.
They've won four games for the Rose since 2018, and then they lay an egg like that.
Can I sell you on a crazy one?
Not Atlanta. Do not say Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Do not say Atlanta.
+5.5 at New England, who have been on fire.
If anything, New England wins by about 30 points there. I'll meet you halfway with the Bears. I'll meet you halfway with the Bears. I can't take Atlanta. And you can tell me.
Are you into
so
tonight's game at all?
I like the Dolphins. I already told you.
I don't at all.
8.5.
I don't at all.
Plus 8.5.
I don't like this at all.
I just think the Ravens are dead in the water. You and Christian are still high on the Ravens.
One of the two teams here have something to play for.
I think you and Christian are still high on the Ravens. We could take the Ravens if you want. Maybe I'm dead wrong there. Maybe that's where I'm dead wrong, is the Dolphins showing up at home 8.5.
Would that be a clean sweep of favorites?
Yeah. Oh. But that doesn't necessarily bother me. I'm trying to win games. You're telling me games that we like. My two games that I would pick over that game would be Seattle at 3.5 and Denver to win the foot. Denver, I think, would win the football game, and I think it would be 3 or more at Houston.
I mean, you're taking a road underdog and then a road favorite.
Yeah, we could take
Denver,
a dog.
Denver makes me nervous.
We could take a dog.
Denver makes me nervous.
That's fine.
You've seen that. They were on all cylinders last week. Wouldn't it be classic Denver to come out and score 10 points?
That's fine.
A bad defense.
I don't mind taking all favorites. By the way, I don't. I think we're finding out who are bad football teams. And right now we are betting against a lot of bad football teams in Vegas, New Orleans, Pittsburgh. I know they have the record. It doesn't say that they're bad. And Arizona. I think Pittsburgh isn't a good football team. They have the record, though, because of Tomlin. And I think Arizona, I mean, geez, are they going to win 5 games, let alone the 9.5 that Joe Fortenbaugh and I took before the season started? So if you want a dog, give me a dog, partner.
The favorite I'm really high on is the Bears.
Okay.
We could take Chicago.
It's just because Flacco's questionable. He's got a throwing shoulder injury.
We could take the Bears.
Watch us get burned by Cincinnati again. We've been burned by Cincinnati a number of times.
We have a rule in Survivor. We don't take Cincinnati. Cincinnati bounced us in our big Survivor pool that we've been in for the last 3 years twice. We don't touch Cincinnati.
I like the Ravens or I like the Bears. Bears essentially to win the game or the Ravens
to
win the
East. So that is Indianapolis.
We like a lot of road favorites. There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL.
That's what I said. We're betting against bad teams. I don't mind it. Now, I much rather have, you know, been on the other ones I mentioned, but I got to be
careful. Here's the thing. You like the Broncos. Houston's not a bad team. Houston's not a bad team. They're not. They're a great, great defense.
I don't think they're a playoff team, but I understand what you're saying. Indianapolis at Pittsburgh, -3.5. Chicago at Cincinnati, -2.5. Flacco, questionable. Jacksonville at Las Vegas, -3.5. We're on the Rams at home against New Orleans, -13.5. We're on Dallas at home versus Arizona on a get-right game, -2.5.
See what happens. I like it. We could always change it if Flacco ends up playing.
Yeah.
That's Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo. Mike, happy birthday. Enjoy the rest
of
the weekend. Mate. That's Christian Cat. If you missed any of the program today, go listen back on Russo and Rizzo, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, all those great places. You can catch us in full there. We'll be back at it tomorrow, just an hour tomorrow, because you get the Muck Bowl with ESPN West Palm High School game day tomorrow at 5 on these airwaves, live streaming as well at ESPN West Palm on YouTube. It's been Colin Russo saying so long. We'll see you next time right here on ESPN 106.3.